Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In my congregation, we are about to start preaching through the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to start the Sunday sermons from chapter 3 of Matthew. That might not seem the right place to begin, but it is approaching January, and it seems a little odd to begin the year with chapters 1 and 2, the birth of Jesus, when we've so recently celebrated Christmas. So we'll start the preaching from chapter 3, but in order not to neglect the first two chapters, these mini podcasts will contain some background and some information about them that I hope will be inspiring for us to pray and study more out of Matthew. In chapter 1, we look at several G's: Genesis, generations, gender, gentleness, and giving. We'll begin with Genesis. Today we're only going to look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. Just a little bit today. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Just a few words here, but such profound information is revealed to us by Matthew here. Jesus as Messiah, Jesus as son of David, of David's line, a king, the son of Abraham, the originator or the perhaps prime example of faith to an Israelite. And this is his genealogy for Jesus, his genealogy. The phrase in the Greek that Matthew wrote in is the same as the Greek title of the book of Genesis. In other words, it's origins. It looks as if Matthew here is making a deliberate connection. He would surely only use this phrase, this term, if he wanted his readers to connect what he's writing about with Genesis, the beginning of all things. The origins of the universe are here connected with the originator of the universe and the one now born into the world, the one who will be called later in this book of Matthew, Emmanuel, God with us. And right here, I think he's being compared to or connected with the Adam of Genesis. Not only are the origins connected here, but the fate of all mankind will be dependent on this second Adam. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, it is written, "The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam," referring to Jesus, "a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man is of heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man." What an inspiring last sentence that is. We have borne the image of the earthly man. We are of the earth, and yet we will bear the image of the heavenly man, but only because the heavenly man, Jesus, came to earth to share in our humanity and in our flesh. That's why we have such confidence about the future. So Matthew is telling us about the origins of Jesus, that he was of old, that he was, and we'll find out later, from before time began, but also he is now here on the earth and has shared in our flesh. This Jesus is Messiah, a king, and the one through whom the promises to Abraham will be fulfilled, that all nations on earth will be blessed. As it says in Genesis 12, the Lord said to Abraham, and verse 2, Genesis 12 verse 2, "I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Matthew is connecting Jesus with Abraham, not just as in a sense, a physical son, though he calls him the son of Abraham, but also spiritually, that this is the fulfillment of the promises that God made to Abraham. And we benefit from that. We have been blessed through Abraham and now through Jesus. What a great blessing. Next time, we'll go on to look at generations. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.